Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gayle Lauder. Governor Abbott's audit of data centers could be completed by early December. That's according to ERCOT, which runs the state's main power grid. ERCOT Senior Vice President Chad Seeley spoke before the Public Utility Commission.
At the end of the day, we should be able to ingest all this information, analyze it, and come back with some key reasonable findings for the commission, for the legislature, and the governor's office.
ERCOT says it'll present its findings to state regulators in mid-December. Harris County Treasurer Carla Wyatt has been recommended for a 30% pay raise. A committee charged with handling elected officials' salary grievances made the recommendation. Wyatt stated her case for the raise.
I have been here. I'm a countywide elected official. The people of Harris County put me here, and so I plan to continue to serve them in this capacity. Again, I'm grateful to stand before this body. You look like a group of reasonable people.
Wyatt asked the committee to raise her salary from $139,000 to $305,000. The committee instead voted to increase Wyatt's pay by $40,000. Commissioner's Court will have the final say on Wyatt's raise. Galveston County authorities say they've broken up an alleged drug operation close to a middle school.
Law enforcement says, among other drugs and alcohol, they seized fentanyl pills, over 4 pounds of marijuana, and 45 bottles of liquor at a Texas City home this week. Galveston Police Chief Doug Bally alleges Jameel McDonald was selling the drugs and alcohol to minors.
This person was peddling poison to our kids, peddling poison in your community, and giving everyone the ability to pay for it with a credit card.
Officers say McDonald faces 2 felony drug charges with a combined bond set at $2 million. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
There's a heat advisory in effect until 7 tomorrow night.